Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Well, there were other stories that we covered this week that really got your attention. Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea joins me now to go over your comments, shout-outs, and suggestions. Hey there, Adam.
Hey, hey.
So on Monday, Adam, you brought us a report about the champions of modernist architecture in Boston.
Right. Boston has a lot of architecturally significant post-World War II buildings that are starting to fall apart, and preservationists are embarking on this campaign to enhance public appreciation of those buildings so that they're more likely to be saved. A lot of them, like Boston City Hall, are somewhat unpopular. So we got some interesting responses to this piece of tape that we played from Charles Birnbaum, who is the head of the Cultural Landscape Foundation in D.C. He was arguing that the conversation about preserving modernism should begin with something more popular, like Christian Science Plaza, which is a candidate for landmark status right now in Boston.
So much of the conversation here in Boston began with Boston City Hall. And I think that's like saying, as an introduction to Shakespeare, we're going to start with Henry IV, parts 1 and 2. I think right now, with Christian Science, we have the Taming of the Shrew, or Othello. We have something that is accessible. It's a damn good time.
The Shakespeare analogy is wrong, John writes on our website. If one doesn't like Henry IV, one doesn't have to read it. If one hates City Hall, one still has to look at it. These buildings were ugly when they were built, are ugly now, and will continue to be ugly if we are not lucky enough to have them torn down.
And by the way, I'm not quite sure how good of a time Othello really is.
But yeah, that's right. That's a good point.
But Shakespeare also actually seems to be haunting Radio Boston this week, because yesterday we talked with William Powers, the author of Hamlet's Blackberry. But that's about the struggle to unplug oneself from mobile devices, especially while on vacation.
And we had a gentleman call into our listener voicemail with a story from a vacation he took 2 years ago.
We did a 3-week boating trip on the coast of Maine. No cell phones, no internet, no iPods, no nothing. And then when we got back, we found out that a war had started. This was the one between Lebanon and Israel. And it was kind of scary to realize what can happen when you're just disconnected. But at the same time, it wouldn't have mattered to us if we didn't know about it.
It is one of those weird ironies that you want to know, but then again, not knowing isn't the end of
sure,
the world,
yeah.
Is it? Well, listeners, you can leave us your thoughts anytime. The number is 617-353-1137. Again, that's our listener line, 617-353-1137. You can also find that number online if you just missed it. And finally, we also talked yesterday about the cornucopia of free cultural events in the Boston area in the summertime.
And Anna went on our website to suggest the Friday lunchtime concerts in the courtyard of the main Boston Public Library in Copley Square. But she followed that up with an interesting suggestion for policymakers. Here's what she wrote. She says, I think it would be a great idea if arts organizations that receive any significant government contributions would be required to do at least one free performance for the public. There's not enough good quality concerts in Boston, and the concerts by the river are way too busy.
Not a bad idea, Anna. Well, thanks to all our listeners, and feel free to call or write us anytime. We love to hear from you. You can also go to our website, of course. That's wbur.org/Boston. And Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea, thank you.
My pleasure.